60 years. That's the maximum sentence Stuart Rhodes could face. Yesterday, a federal jury convicted Rhodes, the head of the far-right Oath Keepers militia, of seditious conspiracy connected to the January 6th attack. During the trial, we heard audio of him speaking to followers here in the days after the 2020 election.
It's going to be a fight, but let's do it smart, and let's do it while President Trump is still commander-in-chief.
Sam Jackson is assistant professor at the University at Albany, New York, author of a book about Oath Keepers. Professor Sam, seditious conspiracy, this is a charge that dates back to the Civil War. It was used in the 1990s against Islamic militants plotting to bomb New York City landmarks. How significant is this?
I think it's a pretty significant conviction. If you look at the sentencing guidelines for the seditious conspiracy charge, it actually doesn't necessarily come with a longer prison sentence than some of the other conspiracy charges that have been laid at other participants in the January 6th insurrection, including some of the Oath Keepers. But I think one of the things that's significant about this verdict on this particular charge is that it sends a powerful message that these actors are not patriots who were acting on behalf of the nation when they attacked the nation's capital and disrupted the presidential election process.
Yeah. Well, we understand the Oath Keepers was born during the Obama administration, 2009, ostensibly to stop that tyrannical president, as they saw him, at a time that he was passing a health care bill, which many Americans now embrace. But they became this anti-government group, baseless claims about the federal government trying to seize Americans' weapons, put them into concentration camps. Tell us more just briefly about the group.
Sure. So the group was indeed founded in 2009, and it was really animated by this perception that the federal government in particular either is already tyrannical or is rapidly becoming tyrannical. For some individuals in the group, that wasn't directly tied to then President Obama. Stuart Rhodes himself was not a fan of John McCain, for example, and said that he had planned to launch this organization regardless of the outcome of that 2008 presidential election. But I think it's also clear that the group got way more traction and way more support because Barack Obama was elected.
Well, so are they essentially a racist organization?
I don't think of Oath Keepers as a racist organization. And I think it depends on what we mean by racism, if we want to use that concept for the group. A lot of groups that we think of as racist, if you want to think about KKK groups or neo-Nazis or the Aryan Nations, these are groups that explicitly organize around a perceived racial identity and a perceived threat to that racial identity from racial others. That's not the set of ideas or the set of identities that Oath Keepers organize around. They think that they aren't taking race into account and that race doesn't really matter. On the other hand, it's kind of obvious that the group has supported policies, politicians that would disparately have a negative effect on racial minorities.
What do you think this conviction does to this group?
That's a really, really difficult question to answer, partially because the group has had a bit of turmoil in the past several years, even going back to 2015, 2016, where people who have been affiliated with the group have left and have publicly said that, for example, that Stuart Rhodes is a poor leader. And we've seen some state chapters distance themselves from the national organization after the insurrection, declaring that they are now independent groups. So we might see a continuation of that with more splintering and more actors trying to be independent. We might also see others who view this conviction as an example of the tyranny that they perceive all the time and as an example of political persecution. It could well turn Stuart Rhodes into a martyr for some individuals. But with all of that said, I think it's important to recognize that Oath Keepers is part of a broader movement and part of a broader subset of American political culture. Oath Keepers is not the only anti-government extremist organization out there. And there are many people who believe many of the same things that Oath Keepers believe, but are never part of any organization, period.
Yeah.
I think it's really important for us to keep that larger landscape in mind.
Yeah, and we've got programming planned with that in mind. But just a quick last thoughts on this irony that this group formed against the perceived tyranny of government and backed a president in Donald Trump who tyrannically was trying to overturn a fair election. Do you think that some of these members turn against Trump as their leader is jailed and he is running for president again?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
How's that for an unsatisfying answer?
Yeah. It's an honest one. Sam Jackson, assistant professor at the University at Albany, New York, the author of a book about Oath Keepers. Sam, thank you.
Thank you very much.